Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, changing the subject as we do. Simon Gere, environmental scientist, specialist science communicator. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Both my kids have taken Zulu through high school, and I promise you the Zulu set works are a real eye-opener as well.
Are they depressing, though? Are they as depressing as the Afrikaans ones?
Full of uncle coming home drunk and beating the crap out of his face.
So it's the same as the Afrikaans ones. I mean, there's abuse, there's sexual abuse, there's lots of drug overdoses, and this is what we, I don't know, but I do think that, have you been happy with that as a decision, taking Zulu rather than Afrikaans?
Oh, yeah, certainly both kids are much, much happier. They're really, really loving it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether neither of my kids are able to roll their R's for reasons that are unclear,
right.
And so that just always put a bit of a block on their Afrikaans. They never fell in love with the language one way or the other, but they've both really enjoyed Zulu, and the quality of Zulu education has improved markedly over the years.
I'm sure. I used to
be really, really irritated that by the time they got to grade 3 or 4. Their Zulu was so far behind their Afrikaans, you know, while they were still doing both. But certainly my son had an absolutely superb Zulu teacher through his high schooling, and my daughter seems to be enjoying her one currently now as well.
That's brilliant. That is really great. I'd actually love your thoughts on it, and I know it's on our subject. 34519 or 0618951019. Do you think it is more worthwhile for our kids to be taking Afrikaans or maybe Zulu or Xhosa or another one of our language? Do we even stop to consider it really? We didn't. It was just something that just continued throughout high school, I guess, and that was the way that we went. Let's talk hurricanes, and of course the big news was Hurricane Ian. I was quite offended by the name. I've never met an aggressive Ian. I didn't think Ian is just the most innocuous name, isn't it? Have you ever met an angry Ian? Never really.
Yeah, I mean, it seems an incredibly prosaic a name for a hurricane, but you know, these things were decided, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, that the whatever it is, named storm of this season is going to be in. So there's no way of knowing exactly what the storm is going to end up being. But yeah, it was a really, really strong storm and caused havoc in Florida.
Right. And is this stronger than, I mean, is this global warming or is this climate change or is this just a pattern that we always see? Because that's always the question.
Yeah, so hurricanes are not unusual, either in this particular basin, the Caribbean basin, or in the this time of year. You know, this is towards the end of their hurricane season. What we are seeing is, if you look at the long-term averages, we're getting more hurricanes per season around the world, and we're getting and on average they're getting a little bit stronger over time and maybe last a little bit longer because with warming sea surface temperatures, they're able to firstly get stronger because that's where a tropical storm gets their energy from. And then, also able to still get energy from further away from the equator, as that sea surface temperature, rises. So we definitely are seeing an increase in the number of hurricanes and, possibly an increase on the high end. Know the number of really, really big ones, but that's the sort of thing that you look at the 50-year averages to pick up. Any individual storm, is just natural for that area.
Right. And in terms of the, you say they're becoming more frequent. What does this mean in terms of, let's say, the Florida coastline? Do they need to start?
I mean, it certainly means household insurance is much, much higher there now, pretty much after Katrina. I think Katrina gave a huge shock to that entire market, you know, right away through the Gulf of Mexico and through to Florida as well. And from what I gather, your insurance premium is where you feel it as a resident in that area. And, of course, that has a knock-on into rental prices and all various other things.
And in fact, I read that the insurance industry for houses is going to really suffer, and they might not be able to pay out everything unless they get a little bit of assistance. That is the sort of the magnitude of this, of the destruction here.
Yeah, and I mean, that means one of two things. Either that the insurance company has been underpricing their products for years, or that they haven't really plugged in climate change properly into their algorithm. And I suspect probably a combination of the two. But my brother-in-law is an actuary, and he told me in the past that the nice thing about his life is people are only going to discover whether he's right or wrong in 50 years' time. so that insurance industry is probably working using, or in the past was using, pricing models that were created in the 70s and 80s maybe, but you know are not able to cope with the increased likelihood of strong storms.
Should they be changing the way they build? You know, I know in the United States, they build with a lot of wood. They don't build the way we do here. Would it make a difference if the houses were built like they are in South Africa, for example?
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one to know. I'm not an expert at all. I mean, you do see all of those houses along the Texan coast and sort of through towards Louisiana up on stilts that allow storm surges to come through underneath them. But then there's plenty of footage, particularly from Katrina, of those houses getting knocked over anyway.
Yes.
You would imagine that area, you know, the industries have been familiar with hurricanes and familiar with tornadoes, which are a sort of different issue, for years and years and years, and are probably the world leaders in being able to build for those issues.
Right. And let's hope that the whole that this passes with no more loss of life, and that they can recover. Simon Gere, environmental scientist, a specialist and science communicator, talking about the impact of Hurricane Ian. It is 8:56. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.